Thursday, and it's time for us to talk with Nan Lesnick. She is our expert when it comes to retirement planning. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We have a really interesting topic today. It's all about health care options in retirement. And
right.
Of course, while most of us are working, we relied on employer-provided insurance. But then after you retire, you have to figure out, well, now what do I do about health care? And that can take some careful planning, right?
Yep, it sure does. And, you know, the reason that I bring this up this time of the year is we are in Medicare open enrollment or annual enrollment period. But that whole process brings people to ask questions of me that I thought were addressed well in this article.
All right.
Okay. And so I wanted to touch on several of these. I want to actually talk about the one that comes up more than anything else. And that is, what if you're age 65, Medicare eligible, but you have not yet retired?
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This question comes up all the time, Mark, and I really want people to have clarity on this. So if you're still working when you turn 65, you can stay on your employer plan if it covers 20 or more employees.
Right.
Okay. It is actually illegal for employers with 20 or more employees to force age 65 employees into Medicare by offering them a lesser plan than the one offered to younger employees. However, the fact that it's illegal for the employer to force you off the plan doesn't mean that you should not look carefully as to whether you should voluntarily opt out of the plan because you're Medicare eligible. And what I mean there, Mark, is you have to evaluate the cost. The cost is, a lot depends on whether you're covering other family members. If you're covering a spouse who is less than retirement age, less than Medicare age of 65, then probably staying on the employer plan is the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
However, if your spouse is also eligible for Medicare, you may in fact be better served to pay for Medicare Part B and a supplement than you might be by staying on your employer plan. It comes down to dollars and cents, and the dollars and cents are not only what you're paying in premium, but also what kind of deductibles might you face and what are the, shall we say, the ongoing costs other than premium on one plan versus the other. It really requires a very careful look.
Well, I guess also the other thing you'd want to look at is, what is the difference in coverage? Now,
right.
What if you have a really great employer-provided plan that pays, and you sit down and you look at the two of them and you compare them and you say, well, you know what? For the time being, as long as I'm working, I'm going to stay with my employer plan because it looks like it pays more and it does a better job than what I'd get from Medicare.
Well, that's doubtful.
Because I'm thinking of maybe somebody who's got like one of those gold-plated plans. They work for a government agency and they don't pay anything at all for their plan.
Okay. If they're not paying anything for it, you're right. But as far as the benefit goes, it's going to be hard to beat the benefits of traditional Medicare and a solid supplement.
All right. So that's something to look into. And we're going to continue this conversation on Saturday's program with Nan Lesnick. Reach Nan at her office in Monterey, 831-656-0236, online, lesnickcompany.com. Nan's email is nan@lesnickcompany.com.